The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 107.1, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 107.1 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts. Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning, everyone. And welcome to the third hour of Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on your favorite app. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly for this Friday, March 10th, 2023. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the weekend. Welcome to Elmer Fudd.
There's something screwy around here.
That's right.
Hey, stop looking at us.
Welcome to Liz Lemon.
I want to go to there.
That's right. And finally, welcome to the cornhole lady.
Hit the crap.
Thank you.
Cornhole lady.
Cornhole lady.
We are adults, and this is ridiculous. It is a cornhole tournament fundraiser.
That's right. Can't be messing with cornhole. Coming up, we're going to play Ditch, Date, or Dabble. Uh-huh. Get your threesome sent to us.
Ooh.
And then we'll put them in a category. Do we want to ditch them or, you know, kill them? Do we want to date them? Marry. Or do we want to dabble with them? Meaning bump uglies.
Mm-hmm. One night only.
One night only. Then we have the dirt alert and more fun. So stay right there. So here we go. Mm-hmm. Get your threesomes because it's time for Ditch, Date, or Dabble.
The way I see it, you have three choices.
Time for the newest Jason and Alexis game. Ditch.
We gotta ditch him.
Date.
I would date him.
Or dabble.
I've been known to dabble.
Which will it be?
Which will it be? Send them to us right now via Twitters, emails, homing pigeons, or Harry Potter owls. There we go. We'll take any
yes,
of those.
Hedwig.
Mm-hmm.
We're ready.
Okay, I'm going to get us started with an unusual one. Are you ready for this?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you'll be ready for this. Here we go. Ditch, date, or dabble. Ketchup. Gravy, hot sauce.
Ooh.
Ditch, date, or dabble. Ketchup, gravy, hot sauce.
I have to really think about this one here.
I know.
Oh, all right. I'm ready. You guys
go
ready?
Ahead, Lex.
Bye, gravy. Bye. See you later. I'm going to date ketchup. I'm going to dabble with some hot sauce.
Look at you, girl. Holly Roberts.
Yeah, bye, lumpy gravy. Get out of here.
Yeah,
nothing like a flavorless gravy to ruin something. I'm going to dabble with ketchup. Just a little dabble, do ya?
Mm-hmm.
But I am dating hot sauce. Me and hot sauce are... We're skipping through the flowers. We're going to go on long walks together.
Spicy.
Yeah.
Well... You two are crazy. I just want to be very clear. You
You're
two.
You're marrying gravy.
I am marrying gravy. If made right, gravy is not tasteless. I will just say that. Sawmill gravy is one of the great gifts of God. So I am marrying that delicious, delicious gravy.
All right.
I am ditching hot sauce.
Mm.
Ugh. And I'll dabble with ketchup.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Another one in this category. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yep.
Ditch, date, or dabble. Tequila. Vodka. Wine.
Ooh.
Ditch, date, or dabble.
Ooh. All right. Oh, which one goes?
I know
that's easy for you, Jace, but...
Right? Yeah, well, I'm going to have to ditch wine.
Oh, I thought you were going to ditch tequila. Oh.
No.
Oh, well, because of the crystals you ate that one time or something.
Yeah, no, that was aftershock that I ate the crystals.
Oh, okay. Oh,
even though I love wine, I'm going to have to ditch it in this scenario.
Okay.
I'm absolutely going to date vodka. Okay. And I'm going to dabble with tequila.
Wow. Okay.
Did I throw you there?
Yeah, I thought for sure you were going to ditch tequila.
Oh, no. Tequila makes me...
Yeah, baby. Uh-huh.
And vodka's just water to me now.
Right.
We're married.
You're staying hydrated.
I'm staying hydrated.
Yeah, I'm going to ditch the vodka, I think.
Oh, God, how dare you? Okay,
yeah, I'm going to date wine. I'm going to get all lifetimey with tequila.
Holly?
Yeah, I'm ditching vodka. Bye-bye. Yeah. Bye-bye. Yep. I am dating tequila. That is my favorite liquor.
Yeah.
When done right, mwah, chef's kiss to you, tequila. And I'm going to dabble in wine. Only because sometimes it gives me heartburn.
Yeah.
Welcome to laughing and leaking in the morning.
We can only do it every so often.
We're playing Ditch, Date, or Dabble. Send us your threesomes. Here we go. This one does come from a My Talker via Twitter, Lisa Marie.
Okay.
It's the James Bond edition. Daniel Craig. Sean Connery. Or Pierce Brosnan. Ditch, Date, or Dabble.
Ooh, gosh, this is hard.
Ooh.
I'm definitely marrying Pierce.
What?
Sean Connery, I mean, just the voice and the walk, I kind of want to dabble with him.
Oh, really?
And David Craig, I love you, but I guess in this scenario, he's going to go.
Okay, so who are you doing, Lex?
Oh, I'm marrying Pierce Brosnan. Oh,
okay.
Caliente.
Yeah?
Sean Connery dabbling... David Craig, bye for now.
Daniel Craig?
Oh, Daniel. What did I say? Daniel.
Holly?
I am ditching Sean Connery.
Yes.
Allegedly, he had a lot of B.O.
Yes, he smelled.
Yeah.
I've heard that, too.
Really smelled, and he was real nasty.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. I don't know.
Lex may like that, though.
Yeah, we might have to go to a Japanese spa day.
Yeah. Lift up his kilt.
Why? Can't it just be a bathtub?
We'll go to the hot springs. No.
Scrub all that stank off.
The capybaras here.
Oh, yeah, right.
Put some oranges in there. He'll be nice.
Hydrated, unbothered.
Oranges? The hell are you making? Fruit water?
What are you doing?
What are you doing for?
The capybaras at the Japanese zoo, Jason.
We're obsessed.
They swim in yuzu.
That's right.
Yeah, they take citrus baths.
Lex, you and your stinky ass Connery have fun with that. Holly and I are not doing that.
Bye. I'm going to drop him off at the spa with you, Alexis.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Dating Pierce Brosnan. Not only is he beautiful, but he also seems like he's just a wonderful human being.
Yes.
And I'm dabbling with Daniel Craig, specifically in Casino Royale when he's walking out of the water.
Oh, Holly.
In his tight swimwear.
Girl. Drop the crutches.
Yeah.
You are healed.
So are you dating him or just dabbling with him?
No, I'm just dabbling when he walks out of the water. Let me tell you
just
off,
dabbling.
Honey.
Yeah. Oh, right. No, but Jace, what are you doing?
Oh,
Are you dating or dabbling?
I am Xeroxing Hollies.
Yeah.
I will dabble with Daniel Craig all day, every day. Holidays, Arbor Day, Flag Day, 4th of July, President's Day. I'm gonna date Pierce Brosnan from Remington Steel Days.
Ooh.
And I'm getting rid of stinky Sean Connery.
Oh,
I don't care how much orange water you dip him in. It will not make him appealing. Ditch, date, or dabble. This one comes to me via DMs from Davis.
Okay.
Prince, Bruno Mars, Wesley Snipes. Ditch, date, or dabble.
Ooh.
Prince, Bruno Mars, or Wesley Snipes. This is hard. And let's just say this. It's Wesley Snipes' late 80s, early 90s era.
Ooh, yes.
Ooh, wow.
I know. This is a hard one.
I'm definitely doing something with Prince.
Okay, I'm going to go first because I think I'm going to make myself not popular here. I'm ditching Prince.
Okay, okay.
I'm going to I'm going to date Bruno Mars because that way I'll still get to knock boots with him. And then I'm going to dabble with Wesley Snipes. I found him so attractive in the early 90s. Oh, gosh, did I have a crush on him? Yeah.
Okay, that's good, Jace. I'm definitely dating Bruno Mars, like you.
Okay.
Aloha. I'm going to dabble with Prince and Wesley Snipes. I love you, but of the three there, yeah.
Okay. Holly?
I'm ditching Prince. I'm too tired. I got to go to bed at a regular time, and I think that Prince kept irregular hours.
Yeah.
So
good.
That's why I like him.
Always still thinking practically.
Damn. I'm sorry. The one time that I went to Paisley Park when I was in high school, we all went there to the secret club.
Yeah.
And he was supposed to play, and it was like 3 a.m. And I'm like, well, where's Prince? I'm tired.
Yeah.
And I just think I cannot sustain anything.
He's probably dabbling with someone.
But that's what I'm saying. I can't sustain anything of quality like that.
I see, yes.
Holly.
I wish you the best. I'm dating Bruno Mars. Honestly, don't know much about him, but very talented.
Yes.
And I'd like to see him perform. And I'm dabbling with Wesley Snipes, but he has to dress like Blade.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that, yeah.
He has to dress like Blade, the vampire hunter.
Yes, that's hot.
Oh.
Okay, we always end with an uncomfortable one. You ready?
Oh, no. No. I'm not ready.
Nope, we have to. We always end with a horrible one. You ready?
Yay!
Here we go.
Okay.
You can blame Panda, Platinum Panda.
Uh-oh.
It is morning show fill-in edition.
Uh-oh.
Ditch, date, or dabble? Stephanie Hansen, Eric Perkins, Lisa LaCourcier. Oh.
What's that? Well, my mom is calling me right
Your
now.
Your mom is not calling you.
I need to. This is very emergency.
Oh, no, is that a collect call?
Yeah, Alexis? I got to take it. It's collect.
Bobby had a baby? It's a boy?
No.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, it could be. I better check it out.
They don't do collect calls unless it's from prison. So don't,
Well, so there you go. That's another reason.
Someone's in trouble.
I need to accept this call.
Someone exercised their Miranda rights with Alexis here.
Oh, God. Holly, you want to go first?
Well, I would like to exercise my Miranda rights, the right to remain silent. Yeah, what?
Who's calling you?
What?
Her folks are calling as well.
What is that? Is that God?
Nope, God's not here. Nope, he's not here today.
Satan?
We didn't book him today.
Well, I think Satan picked this one out. Look, we'll just go with it.
Okay, you guys go first.
I'm going to ditch Stephanie Hansen because I feel like I know her well enough. We've worked together for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm going to date Perk because he's always coming in. He's got his coffee. He's ready to go. I feel like he would also buy me a coffee if we were dating.
Oh, right, yeah.
You know, like he'd take care of you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to dabble with Lisa LaCourcier because I feel like there is an untapped well that I... am unaware of, and I'd like to get to know it.
Yeah.
Lisa, I think of untapped well.
Uh-huh. I want to know.
Yeah.
I want to know. I want to know what love is.
Oh, God. Okay. I'll go next.
Your turn.
Okay. I am going to
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Ditch Hansen. I love her, but I think after a while we'd kill each other. I am going to date Lisa LeCourcier because we would have fun forever. And you know what? I'm going to dabble with Perk. Yeah. I have a funny feeling that, you know, goofy guys sometimes can be rawr. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah. He'll tell you about the day he worked at Baskin Robbins.
One okay. day only.
Lex?
Alrighty then. You know, I like the rationale of who do I know best, and that person's got to go, and that would be Steph Hansen.
Oh, God! We all got rid of her.
Because I think I like the idea of who don't we know as well.
Yes, yes.
So I'm going with that mindset. Even though, man, she could cook up a delicious meal and tell you where to go to eat.
Don't talk yourself out of it, though, Lex. Yeah, Don't talk yourself out of it, Lex.
God, Steph is looking appealing.
Move forward.
She'd always have an instant pot on the ready for you.
She would, wouldn't she?
Push forward, Lex. Push forward.
All right, pushing forward. I'm dabbling with Perk because I know him second best. And Lisa, I don't know you that well. So you know what? Let's date. And also, she travels a lot, which, you know,
yeah,
that's in line with what we love. Yeah. So
there we go.
There you go.
When we come back, the Dirt Alert next. It's Jace for Red Cow and Red Rabbit. Boy, did I run to Red yesterday. So you've heard me talk about I have friends in town from Orlando. They're from the UK, and obviously they've never run to Red. They've never been to Red Cow, so we took them there yesterday. And just like Holly, Lex, and I did a few weeks ago, we basically ordered everything off the menu. My friends had never had cheese curds. Boom. We ordered Red Cow's homemade cheese curds with a berry dipping sauce. It's so good. Then we had the homemade chips and dip, of course. My friend Beth had the ultimate burger. We had some bowls. I had their grilled cheese. We ordered the buffalo cauliflower. I could go on, but the commercial's almost over. My point being, this weekend, grab your friends and run to Red. Happy hour Tuesday through Friday, so today too, 2 to 5. Great deals on snacks. Great deals on wine, cocktails, and beer. So grab the friends and do what I did. Run to Red.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Time to get started with the Dirt Alert. Hello, Holly.
Hello, happy Friday. Woo-hoo! You know, Hollywood is all abuzz about the Oscars. We talked about predictions. We've talked about what the heck is going to be going on during the ceremony on Sunday night. And I do want to speak to something that we talked about yesterday. Jason and Alexis, we talked about what the heck is this ceremony going to be like? And here are some ways that the Oscars telecast could improve itself.
Ooh,
okay.
You know, we talked about that yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I listened to an interview with the CEO of the Academy, and I'm here to tell you they've been listening to folks, and one of the things that they're possibly implementing in Sunday's telecast is that little taste test of upcoming movies from major studios.
Oh.
So we might be seeing maybe 90 seconds, maybe 2 minutes of upcoming movies so that we, the movie-going public, get excited about what's on offer in Hollywood this coming year.
Ooh.
I like that.
Yes.
Smart.
I'm glad
that they're listening. You know what I mean? Not all comments and feedback deserve analysis or even being brought up. In a meeting, but you know, sometimes
enough people say it,
or there's some good critical, constructive feedback that should be taken into consideration. I mean, you're putting on a show,
Yeah. You're putting on a broadcast.
Exactly, Jason. And the Academy has heard that. I didn't realize that the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences, that this Oscars telecast, you know, we have conversations about, well, is this really, like, relevant anymore? Or this is what, this thing generates a ton of money for this organization. It's how it keeps afloat. And some of the folks that we're going to be seeing on Sunday night include Halle Berry, Paul Dano, Cara Delevingne, Harrison Ford, Kate Hudson, Mindy Kaling, Ava Longoria. And this is going to be a who's who of Hollywood, as it usually is. And so the Oscars also realizing, like, hey, if we want to stay relevant, we got to have a nice mix of the Top Gun Mavericks with the art house movies. And we need to celebrate what the heck is happening in the world of major motion pictures in the year 2023. So again, the Oscars happening Sunday night on ABC.
Yep.
Oh, looking forward to the outfits. Neil Hammer.
Yes.
I'm actually looking forward to the whole thing. I'm, for a variety of reasons, I'm really looking forward to this year's Oscars.
Yes. Same. Disney. Let's talk about Disney. Bob Iger getting on the horn, talking a little bit. And he's talking about the Marvel Cinematic Universe. He said, you know, admittedly, the Marvel Cinematic Universe needs some newness, but there's nothing off. You know, people were being a little critical of the way Marvel movies are rolling out because Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania did not meet expectations.
No.
Yeah. It's the worst reviewed Marvel film in history. And the film has dropped about 70% at the box office in its second weekend alone. But look, Bob Iger, he's here to tell you sequels work well for us. And, you know, he said that there's nothing in any way off in terms of the Marvel brand. He is reassuring you that this is just a movie and we have to look at what stories and what characters we're doing. But you know what? Trust us. Trust us in our storytelling abilities.
I trust him. He has a good eye for this.
Yeah.
Again, this is the man that ran ABC Entertainment for years. I mean, he has a good guiding hand for these creatives, and he has good instincts when it comes to this. And you know, he's not always right. I mean, hello, he did put Cop Rock on ABC, but
hey, now, what do you got against Cop Rock?
I know, but well, he's right. Do we need four Ant-Mans? No.
Yeah. Well, his case in point should be at least we're not DC.
Well, there's that.
Oh, you could just put that out to
that's
investors.
All it needs to say.
Marvel. We're not DC. Now, Bob Iger, CEO of Disney, is promising, as far as the trajectory of Marvel over the next 5 years, we're going to see a lot of newness, which is welcome. You know, we've gone through the Avengers story cycle. This Ant-Man stuff is kind of tied into that. We're getting a lot of newness, a lot of freshness, a lot of hotness. And maybe we'll get a Cop Rock crossover with, you know, the Captain America that we've always wanted.
Yes. Nobody's asked for it. Oh, nobody's asked for that yet.
I get you.
We're going to take a break. For more of these stories, go to mytalk1071.com. A TV icon stops by Conan O'Brien and drops a whole bunch of fun facts when we come back. Stay with us.
Friends, Alexis for David and the team at First Equity. Let them help you with any of your mortgage needs. Just like they helped my talkers, Rick and Tammy. They worked with Derek and said Derek was very helpful in multiple home offer letters and answered all of my questions on loan options as interest rates were rising. He helped secure the best rate possible, and we are very grateful. Yeah. Great to work with First Equity because they are an independent mortgage broker, unmatched personalized service. Now, what's so great about working with a local lender like First Equity is that they shop multiple lenders, so they give you more options, better rates, and more opportunities for down payment assistance. So it's a good day to reach out and just see all the ways that they can help you as a buyer. They make it so easy to get a hold of them. Just call 763-251-8000. They'll answer all your questions about all the different mortgages. You can also head to mytalk1071.com and type in keyword David.
And now, a moment with Will and Grace and Karen.
Sorry, honey. A magician, like a prostitute, never reveals her tricks.
This has been a moment with Will and Grace and Karen.
Well, I thought you would like this. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. We're known for a lot of things, and our show is known for sometimes going down rabbit holes. You know, Alexis will go down a rabbit hole of stuff like tampon bags and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And crafting.
Knitting and, yeah. And, yeah, uh-huh.
Yep.
We're into pandas and, of course, capybaras right now, aren't we, Holly?
Mm-hmm, yeah, capybaras.
Yeah, sure.
What an interesting animal.
Very.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that for a while.
What are you deep diving into these days,
Jace? What I'm saying is, and now, especially with the addition of Holly to our show, we like rabbit holes. Down these rabbit holes because we're all three nerds. Oh. And we think that if you're listening to this show, and if you're listening to this station, you're like a TV, movies, pop culture, entertainment nerd like we are.
Yeah.
Oh. So I thought you would enjoy for Friday a little rabbit hole that will just make your heart sing because it involves TV shows that were part of your growing up. So let's go down a rabbit hole. We're way down there, y'all. We're way down there.
Ooh.
But you're going to love this. I was coming home, actually, from my evening with Alexis at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater. And one of my favorite podcasts, which actually, this is like two segments in one. This is an AbFab in a rabbit hole. My AbFab item is the network of podcasts, specifically Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend from Conan O'Brien. It is AbFab.
Absolutely fabulous.
Team Coco.
Team Coco girl. And Conan.
He's so good.
Oh. We were already, the three of us, and Holly, I think I know this about you. The three of us were already giant fans of Conan. I still think to this day, he was the best monologue on late night. He did the best field pieces in late night.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Ever. Ever. Other than Letterman in the early days of CBS when he would go out and work at Taco Bell and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Letterman's obviously the king. But, wow, Conan O'Brien changed late night like Letterman changed late night.
Here.
Yeah. So we love Conan. I think I've made that point.
Yeah.
So y'all should listen to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. And not every episode's going to tickle your ghibli bits, but pick an interview subject that you love. And then trust Conan to deliver a kick-ass interview, because that's what he does.
Oh, yeah.
I chose, on the way home from Alexis, I chose his conversation with TV legend James Burrows. Now, when
I want to read James Burrows' book so bad, but it's on hold at the library for like half a year.
y'all, seriously, this guy... If you're like, how do I know his name? You know his work.
Oh.
Let me just give you a few titles and then your Ghiblis will
ignite.
We got your Taxi. We got your Cheers.
Oh yeah.
We got your Frasier. We got your Friends. We got your Will and Grace. I could stop, but I mean, or I could go on. But there's enough of an appetizer.
Caroline in the City, too.
Caroline in the City.
yeah, Caroline in the City.
Yes, Alexis, Caroline in the City.
I love that show. I don't know about you guys.
Well, I picked one bite. Mm-hmm. It's a longer bite, but I think you will just eat this up and you're not going to want to get out of your car. Because out of all those shows, arguably, the biggest hit was Cheers. Now, Will and Grace, actually, James Burrows calls his most consistently funny show. He actually refers to Will and Grace as the funniest show that he's ever done. But I thought, especially because of Alexis's connection with Boston, you would enjoy James talking about how the hell did Cheers even come to be?
Yeah.
Let me set this up. He worked on the Mary Tyler Moore Show and another on Phyllis, on Phyllis, a spinoff of Mary. He worked with the brothers Glenn and Les Charles. Glenn and Les Charles went on to work with him to create, you guessed it, Cheers. So that's where James picks up the story. And this is kind of the short origin story of how the hell we hung out at Cheers every Thursday night for like 10 years. Listen to this.
The first year. And so I met them then, and then we reconnected on Taxi. They were the producers, and I was the director of Taxi, which was... a wonderfully funny show, but
wait till you hear right now what he's getting ready to say about how difficult Taxi was to make. Listen.
But it was really hard. It was the first time I used four cameras. And I had this cast that was into Planetary.
And, yes. Yeah.
And so we went through a lot. And at that point, you know, Jim Brooks, who was one of the great comedy minds, mm-hmm. and going to great comedy writers, was also doing a movie. So he wasn't there on certain days. And, you know, there were other producers who had certain ideas, and Jim had certain. So it was, you know, the show turned out fine, but it was really difficult. And then we started to talk about doing our own show. We had the same agent who said, you guys should do your own show. And in the book, I talk about, you know, we love Fawlty Towers. And,
yeah, yeah.
We thought about a hotel, and then we thought about the bar, and then we thought about a bar in Barstow. And then we thought, we're all sports fans, so we're going to do something in Boston or Philadelphia. We chose Boston. And we formulated these characters, and the original conception of the show, believe it or not, was Sam Malone, the Lothario, working for a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So the boys went off to write the script, and I went on my first honeymoon, and I came back home. The script was on my doorstep. I read it, and I said, you brought radio back to television, because it was so literate, and they had created this character of Diane Chambers. I had nothing to do with it. That was all their work. And it was so smooth, it was scary.
And he goes on to say, Diane Chambers, obviously played by Shelley Long, he said what we have always surmised about the evolution of Cheers, and we mentioned this when Kirstie Alley died recently. And he goes on and he talks about Shelley deciding to leave the show. And he said it would have been the biggest mistake of our life to try to create another Diane Chambers, to do highbrow. Because remember, Diane did the elite comedy, meaning she was an elite person. She was a fancy person. She did the upper echelon comedy. Sam Malone was the working man, did the blue collar comedy. And he said it would have been ridiculous of us to try to create another Diane Chambers. I'm getting goosebumps. This is just how kismet and how brilliant their comedy minds are and their instincts for TV. He said, so what did we do? He goes, the boys wrote Diane off, and then they didn't really have a plan. And they went on their summer break, and they spent the summer trying to work it out. So what they did was they went, wait a minute. And that's why I just played this clip. They said, why don't we go back to the original premise of the show? Sam working for a woman. Mm-hmm. And thus, Kirstie Alley came in. And then what did they do to try to extend that elite, the elite? You still had the blue-collar comedy from All the Boys. And then now the elite comedy came from who? Frasier Crane.
Mm-hmm.
And Lilith. And it was just great.
That's genius,
and,
really.
And he talks about network notes, and he goes, if I took every network note to heart, he goes, we would not have had the success that we had. He goes, when you take these executives' comments, you got to realize something. They don't always know what they're talking about, because if they did, they would have a lineup of hits. Yes. And I thought, wow, he's absolutely right. He goes, if the executives were right all the time, if bosses were right all the time, network, they're talking, they would have a prime time full of hits. He goes, so what these executives need to do, and he said what we always say, you hire people to do their job and you trust them. And he goes, luckily, Brandon Tartikoff, the programming executive at NBC, let him do just that. And thus, Cheers. So it's a great conversation, y'all. That is just the tip of the iceberg of great stories.
That was James Burrows, yep, with Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, if you just tuned in. So Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, mm-hmm. the podcast. This is the James Burrows episode, Cheers, Will and Grace, Friends. If you love pop culture, listen to our show and then go download that.
Yeah, I'll put a link up on our show page, too, if you're driving. And
his book released late last year is called Directed by James Burrows. If you want to read that book.
We got to read that.
Yep, I'm still in the queue at the library.
Oh, I love it. Stay right there. We'll be back right after this. Practice self-care by calling a moving company. Hey, it's Jace for AAA Movers. Because here's the reality. Let's just be blunt on a Friday morning, because we don't care. We're just going to be blunt. Your friends don't want to move you. Don't ask them. And even if they say yes, they really don't. And they're going to really hate you that day. They're going to do it because they feel pressured. But call AAA Movers instead. They don't feel pressure. They want to help you. They have the best crews around. I know this. Personally, I've used them 4 times. Holly has used them. Lisa LaCourcier has used them. My mother has used them. They treated my mom so well. And they will treat you well as well. And ask about all the programs that AAA Movers has to help you. They have a declutter program. Less stuff, quicker move, in my opinion. And they can also help you with storage if that's a need for you. 612-588-MOVE or go to AAAMovers.com.
Lori and Julia.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Home at last, snap on the TV. Me and my baby got the stars in our eyes. Gonna let the magic come and carry us away and get a big surprise.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
You'll love it, we promise. Welcome back.
Woohoo!
Don't forget to sign up for listener rewards, y'all. You can win concert tickets to the Chicks at the Minnesota State Fair August 25th. Hey, you can also win a Bose wireless speaker. Wow.
Whoa, cool. We can't, but you can.
You can, yeah. Gift cards and more. They're all waiting for your winnings at mytalk1071.com. Just, I mean, seriously.
Yeah, doing what you're already doing.
Why not try to win some crap? Come on.
Yes.
Seriously.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Why wouldn't you do it? Why wouldn't you? Don't forget, we said this at the top of the show, so it's worth repeating. Do not forget, tomorrow night, daylight saving time.
Spring forward. We're going to lose an hour. Yeah.
I know.
We're going to be tired.
We screwed up next week.
Yep.
That next week.
Well,
weekend, this weekend, into the week, into the following week. It takes a while to recover sometimes, you know what I mean?
And then we're going to be up late with the Oscars, so Monday is going to be a real great show, let me tell you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Lex, are you going to watch...
The whale?
I can't even get out of my mouth. Hey, Alex, you going to watch The Whale before the Oscars on Sunday?
I'm going to do my homework.
Yeah.
Oh, I do want to see that. Yes, I do.
I want to see it, too.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't have it available for rent. You could only buy it. I don't want to buy the damn thing. I just want to watch it. So
yeah.
Mm-mm. No.
That's true.
And I don't even think it's available to rent right now. Like, and I'm talking on digital, like on Apple or Fire Stick.
Yeah, versus going to the theater.
I almost said something else, fire, and it almost came out of my mouth.
Oh,
something, fire, something else,
hey,
yeah.
Hey, happy Friday.
Fire.
Fire. Fire.
This is a family program, honey.
Holly missed it, Lex. I stood up in the camera to demonstrate what I was going to say to Alex.
Holly, he gestured to a body part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
That's about right.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Oh, gosh. No, so Saturday night, y'all, just set your clocks, spring forward, like Tigger on drugs. Just, boop.
Yep.
Spring.
Cocaine
spring.
Cat Tigger.
That's right. Cocaine.
Bouncy.
Trouncy. Fun.
He'd be the worst on cocaine.
He would be horrible on cocaine.
Cocaine.
Oh my gosh, imagine.
Oh no, no.
Okay.
No.
Can somebody take Tigger to the bathroom? Please. God, he's annoying. Yes, honey, we know you know how to bounce.
We know it. Stop it, Tigger. Seriously. Oh. Who invited Tigger? Seriously. He'd be so annoying at a party.
Well, it's probably Pooh. He's not wearing any pants.
I don't think Piglet has any on either.
Nope.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I don't think Piglet has any friends.
Oh. Bless his heart.
I think Piglet. Now, Eeyore is the one that I don't think has any friends. Who the hell would want to be around Eeyore?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Oh. Yeah. Sitting in a corner.
Yeehaw.
Let me tell you about feline AIDS.
Oh, oh God.
Feline AIDS. Remember I told you that was what Stephanie Hansen told us? She was, when she was Debbie Downer at Disney World, she was like, oh, I have a story to tell you. Hansen is Eeyore if she was a Disney character. We have to be nice to Hansen though, because the three of us unceremoniously all ditched her in our round of ditch date or dabble today.
We all got, we know her best.
Yes,
we do. Yes,
we've already dated and dabbled with her.
Yeah, yeah, I actually have.
The friendship's deeper.
Yes, it's very deep. I love the Hansen.
Yeah.
And I don't know Perk that well, so yeah.
So it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's the only male in the group. So, I mean, of course I'm going to pick him to dabble with. I mean, I've dabbled with your kind before. I mean, sometimes it didn't end well, but, you know. Saying.
Yeah. Hey, you live and learn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. you try different, you know, things. You don't like it. Oh, I don't like broccoli, or I don't like cauliflower, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I don't mean to compare my dating women to eating
to a
cauliflower.
Bushy vegetable.
All I'm saying is we've got 7 inches of snow coming, so comparing it to a bushy vegetable this weekend is fine.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Wait, 7 inches?
Didn't you listen to Kenny?
Yeah, no. He's been saying it all morning, Jace. Uh-huh.
No,
he said up to 7 inches of snow tomorrow.
Oh.
Now.
That won't happen.
Okay, good. Thank you.
No, I'm going to will it into non-existence. That's
right.
Not going to happen.
We're going to manifest maybe 2 inches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not going to be. And we can handle that. Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. A little smoky forecast.
Just hibernate on Sunday. Why not? We got the Oscars. Let's order some Broadway pizza.
Yeah.
Some apps.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's like Colin Matheson afternoon right there.
I know, I was just
Broadway
saying.
Pizza.
That sounds amazing.
And we've already lost hours sleep on Sunday, so the dogs are off schedule. The babies, they don't know what the hell they're doing.
No.
They don't know.
No.
Everyone's discombobulated.
Yeah, don't put on hard pants on Sunday, okay?
Mm-hmm. Nope, soft pants forever. That's going to do it for us.
Moo-moo life today.
Yeah, moo-moo life. Ooh. Mrs. Roper life. Go out there and be yourself, because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong, right, Lex?
That's right. Get that moo-moo, those soft pants. Wide leg, you do you.
Broccoli
wide
life.
Bushy vegetable life, Lex.
Bushy broccoli life, baby. Have a great weekend. We love you so much. Donna and Steve Experience up next. Bye for now.